Solar evocation is based on this really important funerary text in that's from ancient Egypt. It was actually the precursor to the Umduat, which is this really extensive text that shows you how to navigate the afterlife. And so the idea within their culture, religion, and belief is that death was not the end, that there was this sort of cyclical journey that would happen once you were deceased and you were reborn with the sun every day. So when I was doing my MFA at Yale, I had the opportunity, because I would take courses in the Egyptology department, I had the opportunity to go to the storage unit at the Peabody Museum, where they had this coffin text, the Book of Two Ways. I'm really drawn and excited about research, especially ancient Egyptian and Nubian research or culture, because they had this profound understanding that regarding entropy, that death and decay was inevitable. But their whole model was based on essentially like slowing it down and preserving it, and also seeing past that death was not the end. In this work, as you can see, I think of them as like sort of plinths. This is like an actual map of the Book of Two Ways. That's the coffin text. It's drawn on the coffin, and it shows you like which way you need to navigate. And during that course, you'll come across like the eternal lake of fire, and you will meet like this demon. And for them, knowing names is one of the most powerful things. Also, the vessels within this work are signifiers, not that come from ancient Egyptian and also African folklore, that the god that created humans was a potter. The research, like the architectural research, a lot of these mortuary temples and so on, they were essentially spaces for the elite. And so the vessels, for somebody, say as myself, if I was to pass away, I would be just buried in the ground with these certain vessel forms. And it was also another way for loved ones to communicate with the deceased. And the texts that you see, which are mirrored, mirroring is something that's really important in ancient Egyptian and Nubian culture. These are actual spells from the Book of Two Ways. So they really believe that wisdom is power. So it was a cheat sheet to show you how to be born with the sun each day. And during that journey into the netherworld, you will go through a series of tests where there's gods, demons, and deities. So I just thought it was really poetic about the way that they envision the afterlife, the sort of care that like extended to the deceased. I think the ending is really poetic in the way that it ends with ruins will be cities and vice versa. So just thinking about that cyclical nature within history, that another quote that I also think about is that ruins are always in a state of becoming. So that there's always this sort of regeneration and cyclical systems that we continue to see to this day. The sort of ripple effect that happens, that I'm searching for through like digging through the history of ancient Egypt and Nubia. So kind of tracking this record of power in the way that dynasties will come in and out of power. And I think about Hatshepsut, who was the only female pharaoh that ruled Egypt. And she leveraged her power with essentially the church by sending an exhibition to Punt and Nubia in order to come back with myrrh trees. And scent for them was such a powerful currency that she won favor essentially with the church and was able to use that as a way to be the only female pharaoh that ruled. Just this sort of like constant death, decay, destruction of that like we still continue to witness these sort of systems trying to obliterate one another in order to like contain and hold power.